Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're in overdrive. And we've been talking this entire show about the situation in Nevada at the Bundy Ranch. This is about a lot more than just one story. If you can understand the broad principles involved, that's what's really important. It's about a government that is regulating businesses out of existence without any representation. Have you ever voted for any BLM officials on your ballots? Have you ever voted for any IRS officials on your ballots? How about the EPA or the Fish and Wildlife or OSHA? Do they ever answer to us? No, this is regulation without representation. It is taxation without representation. The legislature, the Congress, has abrogated their, has abdicated their authority and given it to these bureaucracies. They're allowing them to write the laws, to enforce the laws in a way where we don't have a presumption of innocence, where it's a military martial law situation. They've allowed them to do this. We cannot allow this to continue. We cannot allow them to continually encroach upon our rights. And the also the story that we see here at the Bundy Ranch is that we can stand up to them in mass and we can take back our individual rights. Now, we were talking to callers who had just called in. We had Worth from North Carolina on the line. We had to cut for the end of the show. Worth, go ahead. Get right to what you wanted to say.
Oh, I just wanted to say, if God could have picked anybody in the world, and this was the last man standing, Cliven Bundy, man, I mean, he couldn't have been a better person because he's so moral. And all these, watching those 100 cowboys lined up on horses with 1,000 people behind them, and they had guns, and they didn't shoot nobody because they were taking the moral ground. And I just loved it. It was like watching the best Western movie I've ever seen in my life.
It brought tears to my eyes when I saw it. Is right after the sheriff gave his PR ploy there from the BLM, and they had a whole bunch of mounted cowboys ride in from either side, and one went straight up the hill, planted the flag. It was great, and these guys stood them down without using weapons, as you pointed out. That's the way we need to do it. We can do it if we stand together. Let's go to Richard in Oregon. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks. And yes, I'm glad you were out there and you got people organized. That's the what you say. That's the way to do it. It not has to be violence, but you have to have everybody stand up, united, in force.
Yes, absolutely. And they backed down, and they were very much afraid of, even though people were not pointing weapons at them, they were very much afraid. I genuinely do believe that they were trying a feint, that they were trying to deceive people with the announcement that the sheriff came up there, but they were not expecting the crowd of people to go down and confront them at those barricades. And even though they were fully armed, armored, and hiding behind their cars, they were very much afraid of the crowd. That was a very empowering moment. Need to understand that we can walk this down. We have to know what they're doing. We have to know that we're in the right. Go ahead. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Richard Morgan?
Yeah, and the thing you have to be careful of is, it's like guys saying, this could be just a trick. Okay, they de-escalate, get you relaxed, then they try another action, especially you got to watch that with, like, that's also like a very common Chinese tactic. I mean, like years ago, they built these places
on
these.
I'm going to cut you short because I want to get to Chad in California and Stacy in Wisconsin. We understand it was simply a battle, but there was a victory. We need to be excited about that. Go ahead, Chad in California.
Hey, he was incredible and a really good role model in the sense that he carried on the statement before. He just didn't say, okay, I'm complying, you need to comply. He gave demands back, and it's the same thing that we need to do with, example, with the police. If you get involved with the police and they stop you, everybody's heard the fact of, am I being detained, officer? Why do we stop there? We have to actually confront these people and give them good and make them give good reason. Officer, am I being detained? I need a yes or a no. If you answer any other way, I'm going to assume that I'm not being detained and I'm on my way.
You know, we're out of time. Yeah, I'm sorry, Stacy in Wisconsin. We're not going to be able to get to you. Call back tomorrow. We'll try to take you early. But he did not have the attitude of a slave. He gave them orders based on what their duties were. That's
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
His show walks out of IRS hearings. Lois Lerner refuses to testify, risk arrest on contempt charges in the case of the IRS persecuting anyone right of, well, I was going to say Baphomet or Mephistopheles, but basically Vladimir Lenin. Or Mao Zedong. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. Also, the latest developments in the Ukraine. Hillary Clinton has called Vladimir Putin Adolf Hitler, and Russia has test-fired an ICBM amid tension over Ukraine. The IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces, has intercepted a major Iranian weapons shipment to Gaza. Restaurants across the country are moving to block Google Glasses. I'll talk about why I think that is so important. And also, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is saying the outlook for the nation's defense is grim. All of that and more is coming up today. Here's a story that broke at the end of yesterday's broadcast. It's going to tie into a new story up on InfoWars.com. Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech, and that ties into what the IRS is up to. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Facebook now working with former New York mayor to censor support for the Second Amendment. And then continuing, Maryland to target 110,000 citizens with gun confiscation. New law would link gun registry with criminal database. We're going to be breaking both of those down as well coming up here today. Plus, you may not be able to get guacamole, according to Chipotle. Climate change is so devastating that they say you may not be able to get even your salsa in the future. Tomatoes won't be able to be grown. This is like saying we'll all be dead if you don't pay Al Gore money, which is actually what they're doing. Doesn't matter the Great Lakes have frozen. Doesn't matter the Niagara Falls is frozen. The Great Lakes have never been documented in 400 years to totally freeze. It's now happened. But they say we're in the middle of a heat spell, and again, they're just running around like chickens with their heads cut off, fear-mongering, to try to push the societal takeover. We're going to be breaking all of that down here today and some huge developments in Kiev. Leaked phone call. We're going to be playing this coming up. Kiev snipers hired by U.S.-backed opposition to shoot people to then claim that the police were doing it. Called a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. And you know that last tape of the ambassador and her deputy talking about destabilizing the country and effing the EU and the Russians? That's confirmed to be a real tape now. So that's how they roll, and that's how they operate. And Russian spies are intercepting the telecommunications. That's why they're being disrupted all over the Ukraine right now, because intercepting them will disrupt them if you do it right out of the air a lot of times, with systems that basically jam the communications while sucking them up. That's why so much of our technology doesn't work well, because the back doors and everything are screwing up the operating systems and the hardware, the chips themselves, because so much of it is about the back door. So much of it is about the Trojan horses. Before I get into our top story, the IRS meltdown, program note here, because a lot of folks were excited about me coming to England, and I'm still invited to speak at Oxford. I'm not snubbing Oxford. They wanted me to give their keynote end of winter address officially to the school in closed session for only members of the university and faculty. It is an honor, one of the best honors you can get speaking to a university. I'm not going because I got too much stuff going on here with the operation. Trying to redesign InfoWars.com, PrisonBlender.com, trying to launch the TV system, family stuff, family illnesses, all sorts of things going on. I'm just not going to England. So I canceled that officially with them yesterday. But I do intend to go there in the summer or next year if they want me. That's fine. They say they still do. But that's just a side note. I will be in here next week live in studio. I just am not going to miss my radio show for 4 days while all this stuff's happening in Ukraine and with the dollar and all the rest of it. It's just, it's not a big enough bang for the buck to go speak to a couple thousand people when I can be speaking to millions every day and producing all sorts of important investigative reports and reaching millions more. It's a low-tech, ancient thing, and I know it's honorable to go and speak to a group. And I think the camel's, what broke the camel's back, the straw was, it's always the same. I said, yeah, I'll go speak, but I got to be able to film it and use it however I want. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, actually, the union wants to film it themselves, and then you can have the tape. Well, can I use it? Well, maybe. And I guess they just thought I would just keep coming because they were paying me to come there, and that was from the beginning. It's like, see, I could go give a good speech. That was going to be a powerful speech on the future of humanity and the paradigm shift for 2 hours. And then I could give it to everybody and air it on the show. I was going to simulcast it on the show. In fact, I'd be speaking during the second hour of the show. And the third hour, we're going to carry it on the radio. I was bringing a crew that they weren't paying for to come. And you know, the cost of like $15,000 probably with all the plane tickets and the rest of it, because they weren't paying for that part. And it's just like there's no point to just go behind closed doors and talk to people. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. So I could go there, take the archaic speaking at Oxford, which is important. I like archaic stuff, and I like person-to-person stuff. I think it's great. But I could then take it and digitize it, put out to everybody. But I'm just not going to do that if I can't do that. What great have to call them during the break. They are beside themselves with excitement that I may allow them to finally get a king snake or something. They just keep begging for a snake, my son especially, but that has now spread to the other ones. And I mean, I just hold the line on reptiles. Nothing against them. There's not a big snake person, and really don't want to feed it baby mice either. And they just are very excited and believe that I've agreed to a snake, which I really haven't agreed. But it's kind of like kids get this thing where, yes, no, you have, and we're getting the snake this weekend. But it's kind of the ultimate system of advertising, where you just convince everyone, yes, it is happening. And so it ends up happening. But listen, if you won't get me a king snake, I know you'll at least get me a small boa, which we can then go to the Florida Everglades and dump out. No, ladies and gentlemen. But we will put Cayman alligators in Barton Creek. I am seriously thinking about it. I'm joking. Actually, I'm not joking. It has been looked at. Anyways, we're worried if we have a pond by Barton Creek. And then what will happen if the alligators in a heated pond get out of the pond, the koi pond, and then go down into the creek? Could that happen? Is the question. All right, I am really all over the map, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I am now segueing off into other issues here. Let's get serious. If tyrants can set the precedent to do things that were previously illegal and get away with it, it sets the precedent that they're basically above the law. That's a very simple maxim in law and common sense. You have an inch, they take you a mile. They take you a mile, they take you 1,000 miles. They take you 1,000 miles, they take you 1,000,000,000,000 miles. And so we've gotten into this situation where government and the interests that control it are really running around like wild heathen, like pirates on the deck of a ship they've just captured, guzzling rum and, you know, pilfering winches. And this spectacle is intensifying in its rapidity and in its frequency and its intensity. And we've got Issa, who's done a decent job on Fast and Furious, a decent job on this, but he always stops with contempt or always stops and doesn't go with congressional impeachment hearings. Because you can impeach Lois Lerner. You can impeach the Attorney General. You can impeach Obama. You can impeach any of these people. But the Democrats will bring out all the dirt on the Republicans if they do. The problem is that the Democrats are doing that anyways. Oh, look, you have a crooked toenail, or you know, you had a girlfriend on the side 10 years ago. It's all going to come out, or it's all going to be exaggerated, or it's all going to be manufactured. And they're going for a full takeover to get rid of the other party. I mean, you think we're bad enough with two parties in this country that are joined at the hip, conjoined. Now we've got the one-party system trying to kill what's left of the Republicans, and the Republican leadership selling out in the final moment to try to get their, you know, a place at the table in the transition and get some more personal loot and goodies for themselves. But you've got Richard Nixon with 100 names, or 110 names, whatever it was, locked up in that safe that he had the IRS commissioner gather of his political enemies to try to leak it to the media and use it against people. Now you've got everybody's IRS file being shared by all these agencies illegally. They're persecuting people. They're targeting them. They're auditing them. They're going after the nonprofits. They're going after the pro-life groups. The Tea Party groups are telling the military, don't be part of it. They're telling everybody that basically freedom's illegal. They're acting like guns are illegal. They're trying to create social pressure, like political correctness, so everybody goes along with this. And then you get Lois Lerner, the IRS head over the nonprofits, who it now came out, you know, last year, did perjure herself. Even though she took the fifth, she went on to lie after it, as if that was a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, the fifth means you shut up. And so she's been caught lying, and it goes to the Attorney General, it goes to Obama. The IRS person under her met with Obama over and over again. Obama got caught lying about that. So all this comes out, and she pleads the fifth this time, and they shut it down. And even though the hearing's being shut down because she won't talk, you get the other congressperson, Cummings, who says, this is un-American. I want to ask questions, and they turn his mic off. That's coming up. But these people are not invincible. Look at that look of that woman. I mean, literally a political persecutor. Like something out of North Korea or something. I'm looking at an image of her, if you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener. PrismPlanet.tv, we have video simulcast going right now. And it is just so frustrating to see them getting away with things that are a thousand.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
A highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I just got back from Nevada, from the Bundy Ranch standoff. I was there, so was Josh Owens. He's going to be joining me at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the next hour at 12:30 Central Time with Alex Jones. We're going to talk about how important this event was, the many principals that were involved here, the victory that we saw here. They basically were stood down by a determined group. Let me read you the motto of the Texas Rangers. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that's in the right and keeps on a-coming. That's the story this weekend. That's what happened on Saturday. That's what's been happening with Cliven Bundy since 1993. He's been in the right, and he's kept on a-coming. Now, they were teaming up against him with his family. They had brought 200 officers down there, is the count that I have seen. Certainly believe that. As they were leaving the area, we counted 82 vehicles leaving. A massive compound. Can you guys pull up for the people who are watching, pull up the picture? They had aerial pictures that they had taken of the BLM compound there. I guess it was Thursday. They finally got somebody who came down and volunteered with a plane. They were trying to find his cattle. His cattle were scattered all over the place. They were trying to find them before the BLM did so they could round them up. They also took pictures of the compound. Click on one of those and you can get a large picture of that. There you go. A huge compound, a huge military operation mounted against these people. But what happened was Mr. Bundy quietly stood on his rights. They were trying to run him off the land just as they had 52 other ranchers using code violations created by the Bureau of Land Management, which doesn't have any authority to legally write the law. But we've allowed that to happen. And it's not just that agency. We see that happening with every bureaucracy. Every bureaucracy in Washington is writing their own laws, creating their own militarized police force that they will use as if it is undeclared martial law whenever they feel like they need to. That's part of the ammunition purchases that we've seen. We've seen all these agencies, even the Oceanic Agency, NOAA, has got its own law enforcement agencies like that. The Department of Education, and they have used them as SWAT teams. There was a case where they pulled a man and his family out of their home at the dead of night with guns loaded to their heads because they were looking for the wife who was no longer even living with the family. She had left the family because she had some outstanding student loans. So the Department of Education sent the Department of Education SWAT team to collect the loans. If you think this is just about some rich white rancher Mormon getting his cattle back and disobeying the law and not paying his grazing fees, you're not paying attention. Essentially, none of that is true. There's a lot of really hateful rhetoric about dividing people into groups. And we've got a quote from Cliven Bundy's brother who discusses that about how their tactics, just as we have pointed out, their tactics are always to divide and conquer the population.
I see our whole society being picked apart by forcing us into little groups that won't stand together.
This is Steve Bundy.
You got this group over here, and they're worthless, and this group over here, and they're this, and they're that, and this is that, and everybody's divided, and everybody has some kind of conflict that they can't stand up for the other one, and this divides our society from being able to stand here. And I see people from every walk of life standing here, and this has changed my life from Monday till today. My feeling about my fellow man on this land.
Yeah, that was an amazing speech. Now, let me tell you what happened on Saturday. We had an interview scheduled at 8 o'clock in the morning with Mr. Bundy, and we went to the place where we had arranged for the interview. He wasn't there, so we went to find out what was going on at the ranch. And they told us that the whole family was meeting in prayer, that they had just heard that the sheriff was going to be there at 9 a.m. in the morning. And he wanted to meet privately with Mr. Bundy, but he wasn't going to meet with him privately. He said, if you've got anything to say to me, you can say it to the people that are here. The sheriff wanted to meet with him behind closed doors. Overnight, they had decided that they were going to allow him to put his cattle back on the range. It was interesting, when we first got there, they had signs up at the entrance to the open range area saying that there was a cattle guard crossing. And if you don't know what one of those are, it's basically a lot of metal bars that were put into the street. And the second day we got there, they had taken down those signs. And so we got out and we took a picture of that. Josh and I did a report on that, showing that those cattle guard signs were down, showing that something that had been there for a very, very long time, and of course the family has been there for 140 years, the state of Nevada had put that cattle guard into the road. They had put those signs up, and they were going to remove those rights. That was where things were on Friday. We're going to pick it up and tell you what changed on Friday and how the events came down on Saturday. But it was truly an amazing story how this turned around. We can stand them down peacefully if we look them in the eye. They will blink. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
You got a business. That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've just gotten back from the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada. As we heard at that beginning of the break as we were coming back in, Obama saying, you got a business, you didn't build that. We built that. That's the attitude I have seen over and over again about this standoff, that the government owns this property. The government has rights. Everybody else just has privileges that are granted to them by the government. Nothing could be further from the truth. We have rights that are given to us by our Creator. The people who were there understood that. They were raised on the Constitution. They were raised on a strong faith in God. They were grounded people. They knew what was genuine and what was not. The same way, as I mentioned earlier, how did you used to train people when we had a cash society? Now we've gone pretty much to a cashless society, and we've had to see the money changing all the time. But when they didn't change the money every few months, we had a long-standing Federal Reserve notes that people knew what they looked like. And the way they trained bank tellers was to have them study the details of these notes. That's the way they would understand what a counterfeit looked like. They didn't look at all the different counterfeit reports from these various news media. We're here to tell you what happened there. I'm here to tell you what happened. Josh is going to be joining me at the top of the hour. Alex is going to be here to talk about how important this is in the broader scheme of things at the bottom of the next hour. And Jerome Corsi is going to be here in the third hour, and he's going to spread this out for us as far as the crony capitalism involving China. There were connections that we made here at Infowars.com, and I'm going to come back to that article. I was just starting to talk about the chronology about how things happened. As I mentioned, we were there on Friday. We were covering the standoff, the demonstrators. We'd had several interviews. You've probably seen those on the radio show here with Alex Jones, as well as the nightly news. We learned that there was going to be a demonstration at the sheriff's office because Mr. Bundy said the way for this to come down peacefully is for the sheriff or the governor to do their job. And it was very interesting. You know, Governor Sandoval had actually run against Harry Reid's son, Rory, as a Republican. He won. You know, Rory didn't want to put his last name on his signs, I was told. He just put the first name, Rory, trying to, I guess, hide his connection to Reid because outside of Las Vegas and the people who run the voting machines, Harry Reid's not very popular, at least not in the areas of Nevada where we were. But anyway, Sandoval won. Sandoval's Republican, and he did put out a statement that said, "No cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists, nor the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans." He spoke out against these First Amendment zones, these First Amendment areas that the BLM created. And they did take those down, but he didn't do anything else. He didn't order anybody to do anything else. The sheriff was not doing anything else. The sheriff was the legal, law-abiding authority in that area, not the BLM. And so a lot of people went down to protest the sheriff to try to shame him into doing his job. And that was a very long drive. Clark County is huge. It's about an hour and a half drive from Bunkerville down to Las Vegas. A lot of people went down there. There was a demonstration. After that demonstration, you probably saw the video. We went in and tried to get some information from the public information officer there at the Las Vegas Police Department. And they essentially have combined the Metropolitan Police Force with the County Police Force. So that was where the sheriff's office was in Las Vegas. And he had authority all the way up to where Bunkerville was, an hour and a half away in this gigantic county. And, of course, the public information officer would not answer any of our questions. I was amazed that he didn't even have a printed propaganda statement to talk about the ranch situation. He just said, "That's the ranch. You know, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't even have a statement about that." You know, I didn't really go there thinking I was going to get any information from him. I was going there to give him some information, to tell him that we knew about Harry Reid's unethical connections to this Chinese energy company, and we knew what they were doing, not just with the Chinese energy company, but with First Solar, which has already broken ground. They're using the Bundy Ranch, and they had mentioned the Bundy Ranch. That was what broke on the story on Friday. And I was going there to give him that information, to get his response. Of course, he would not respond to anything. To respond to the fact that we had found documents that had them talking about how they had to remove the Bundy family and their quote-unquote trespass cattle from that area. In other words, abrogate their rights before they could then get full rights to the surface as well as the mineral rights to that area. And that area is not necessarily where they're going to be building any of these solar projects. The solar projects were further south, but the Bundy Ranch was the mitigation area. Think about carbon tax credit, carbon credits that they put up. This was so that they could essentially tell people who were concerned. They were using the environment as a pretense to do this. So they wanted to tell people that even though they were going to mine in the other area, or that even though they were going to put up these massive construction projects, they were going to make the area where the Bundy family was even more pristine. So it was very important to them to keep their narrative going. Of course, they're not really too concerned about the turtles, and we found out about that. But we went there to give the information to the public information officer, but they don't have even a prepared statement. Now, on our way back, we stopped at 5:30 Pacific time. We stopped for a teleconference from the BLM. They have essentially a propaganda statement at the beginning of it, and then they took questions from the press over the phone. They didn't have any physical area where we could go and actually ask them questions. And I read them essentially the essence of the story about the solar power crony capitalism that was going on with Harry Reid, ENN, asked them to comment on that because we wanted them to know that we understood that this was about removing the Bundy family from that area so that they would no longer have anyone with any property rights in that area so that they could use that area as essentially an environmental credit for what they wanted to do with these solar projects. And, of course, they didn't comment on that. But, again, it was a rhetorical question. We were giving them the information, telling them what we had discovered. Now, as we got back to the area, and as I reported earlier in the day, they had removed the signs for the cattle guard crossings. They had cattle guards at the entrance to this, and that were embedded into the road so the cattle would not cross that. They had signs warning vehicles about that. Those were removed. They did not remove the open range sign that was right across from the demonstrators. They knew better than to try to do that. But the next morning, they had overnight rethought this. They saw the people gathering. They saw how viral this was becoming. They were very concerned. The government decided that they were going to try essentially a feint, see if they would accept this. So the sheriff came up that morning, and as I said before, we had an interview scheduled for him at 8 o'clock. They were in prayer about this 9 o'clock meeting. Mr. Bundy did not want to meet with him in a closed room. He said, we're going to do this in public. And it was amazing to see the sheriff show up with trembling hands reading the Bureau of Land Management press release. And the interesting thing was that overnight they had put back those cattle guard signs. They had over the middle of the night, they had put the signs back. They had written the press release. And he came back and said, we're going to allow you to put your cattle on. Well, of course, they had captured a lot of his cattle. At that point, Mr. Bundy said, what we want you to do is to take the weapons of these people who have turned this into martial law. That was essentially paraphrasing what he had to say. Then he said, we want you to take down these checkpoints that they have used to attack and to taser people. You know, when we had this teleconference, it was amazing to hear the national media and the inane questions that they had, just things like, where are you keeping the cattle? That type of thing. It was the local media that was asking them things like, you've responded to the video that we saw where people were tasered, where they had dogs put on them, but you have not responded to the woman who was attacked and thrown to the ground from behind by your agents. No comment from the BLM. But we did have this comment that we got from them finally. We had asked them so many times, why are you turning this area into martial law? And here's what they had to say.
I like turtles. All right. You're great zombie.
That is right. They like turtles. They like turtles so much that they're killing 1,400 of them because they said they don't have enough money to feed them. And yet they mount a multi-million dollar militarized operation against this family. They had brand new trucks that they were driving down there. Of course, you could always tell if you saw people carrying guns, it's like, well, is this somebody that's there to support the Bundys, or is this somebody that is there with the government? Well, if they had a brand spanking new car, they were from the government. But they could spend millions of dollars to support this operation, but they didn't have the money to feed the turtles. And, of course, at the same time, they're being sued by environmentalists in California because the BLM hasn't even filed reports for 7 years about this tortoise. Now, the idiocy of this is that you've got an area that has 600,000 square miles, and they've got only now about 900 cattle. As Mr. Bundy pointed out, they used to have 53 ranches, each of them with cattle. There used to be sheep ranchers there with thousands of sheep on the hill. And there were more desert turtles then than there are now. Clearly, that is not the case. We had a long interview that I conducted with a man named Mr. Pappas, who had been there throughout this time. He even had a small turtle shell. He said they had bags of these baby turtle shells that had basically been picked at from the top. He said it was ravens and birds that were not native to the area that had come in and that were taking the small turtles out of their nests. He believed that that was what was going on. It clearly wasn't the ranchers. The decline in turtle population happened at the time that they were declining the population of these cattle. And clearly it hasn't come back at all in 20 years. So there's something else going on. As Stefan Molyneux pointed out, I don't know if we've got that clip or not.
It's important to remember that the federal government is very concerned about the tortoises. And one of the ways they've expressed that concern over the past few decades is exploding hundreds of nuclear weapons over Nevada in the Nevada desert. Because as we all know, if you have a tortoise shell, you're fine. Right, so I mean, this is what they give people in nuclear attacks, a tortoise shell. So they've literally incinerated hundreds of thousands of these tortoises. But now, this guy's 150 head of cattle that they want to let on this land, they fear, or the cover story is that they might interfere with some tortoise habitats. It's all complete nonsense, of course. It's a mere exercise of power. I've heard some rumors that it's about oil rights or fracking or solar panels, and who knows, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But this is a mere exercise of power to destroy one of the last ranches around. He said originally there were like 52, 53 other ranches. They've all been run off the land with these excessive grazing fees. And then people say, well, why is food so expensive? Well, because you've got these ridiculous grazing fees from a government that has done nothing whatsoever to actually own this land. You know, you and I want to own something. We don't just get to sit there and say, mine, right? You actually have to go earn the damn thing or build it or make it or enclose
exactly
it or
right.
Grow something on it.
And that also brings up the question as to what is legitimate law? Now, here's a comment that my wife sent to me. A guy says, really? You're happy that a lawbreaker got away with breaking the law? Law is law, and Bundy broke the law. If Bundy did, in fact, break the law and is wrong here, he has to be held responsible. Well, the question is, how do we get legitimate law? What is legitimate law? Now, of course, the legitimate law, the law that all the laws are subject to, is the Constitution. That is the ultimate law. That is what law enforcement and the military swear allegiance to. When they break their oath to that ultimate law, when the legislators break their oath to that ultimate law, they no longer have any authority. So there is a legitimate path of authority. But we also have some moral ethics here, and Christians should understand this, that if we are going to stand by, and they're showing up here on the screen, Dr. Martin Luther King says, never forget that everything Hitler did in Germany was legal. Are we going to say that because it was a law, Rosa Parks needed to stay at the back of the bus? There are higher moral laws. That's what Christians need to understand. We have people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer who stood against Hitler. We had Martin Luther King who stood against unjust laws. The laws need to be altered or abolished if they destroy people's rights, if they're immoral, if they're wrong. The Declaration of Independence says we have certain inalienable rights. We create governments to protect those rights when the governments destroy those rights. We, the people, have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. Now, I want to play, have you guys got the clip from Steve Bundy, the one where they're talking about, where he's talking about the court case. There was a court case when this all started, and understand that they've enjoyed surface rights, grazing rights, for 140 years. And when what the BLM did, and so that they could take this land and hand it over to their crony capitalist partners, whether they're domestic corporations, whether they're international corporations, or whether it's Chinese corporations, it's all the same thing. They used the code to shut these people down. And what they did was, when they said, we're going to cut down your allotment, the number of cattle that you can have, by 90%, and we're going to not allow you to go out in the 3 months that are the best months to graze, the calving months that you need to be on the land, we're not going to allow you to do that. They were essentially putting these people out of business with the code, the new code rules that they had enacted in order to protect the desert tortoise. So the ranchers got together, hired a lawyer, hired scientists, went to court. Because, you know, you should have your day in court before they confiscate your property. That's what they were essentially doing. They were winning the argument. This is in 1993 with their lawyer, with the scientists that they had. They were opposed by the BLM, by the EPA, by environmental groups who were standing up, and every time they brought something up, there was opposition. Clearly, they were losing the case. The judge was ruling in their favor over again. At one point, the BLM got up and said, you have no jurisdiction here, and just walked out. They realized they were losing the case, and they just walked out. Let's play that from...
And during this whole case, the BLM's lawyers, the state of Nevada's lawyers, the conservation group, we had all the greenies there. Every one of their lawyers got up to speak every time anything was said. And after they had lost the case, obviously they stood up, and the only thing they had to say was, you have no jurisdiction over EPA law. And there were no rights to oppose the EPA in any regulation. You have no federal recourse in the law. And he had the situation where he's already paid for the grazing out here. This fee that they're charging him is just an arbitrary fee. They say, well, you can put that many cows out there and it's going to cost you this much. And next week it's something else. And then next week it was, well, you could have put out 150 cows. Now you can put out 50. And you can either comply and go out of business, as they've done to all of the ranchers around. All of the people on the land, they want to completely be able to control it through regulation. I don't know that that's their plan, but that's what's happened to our country. And one at a time, they can take out anyone in this country that opposes them.
That's right. That's exactly what it's about. It's a gradual infringement process. It's about regulations created by bureaucracies that are unaccountable to us, unanswerable to us. They are not on the ballot. We have regulation without representation. We have bureaucracies with armies to come out and enforce that. We have courts where we have no presumption of innocence. We're going to be right back. That is the key. That is happening to every business across the country. He's in a timeshare business, and they're putting them out of business with regulations. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And we've been talking about the Bundy Ranch standoff. Josh Owens and I just got back, and it was an amazing victory. A victory for people who stood up against the gradual infringement of their rights and really questioned, do they have the authority to put people off of their property? Got together, looked them in the eye, and the feds moved down. And Alex Jones is right here. That was an amazing victory, Alex.
It was incredible, and I'm as proud of this as anything we've ever done. Yesterday, covering this on the Sunday show, and then, of course, Saturday, watching them live Ustream. It was so historic, and I realized that when Bundy told 1,000 people, we're going to walk through, we're going to march through, that this could have easily turned into Lexington or Concord.
Yes.
The shot heard around the world, and there's a video at the bottom of Jerome Corsi's article on WorldNet Daily that I wanted to play that I think I sent you.
Yes.
Where a rancher a few days before gives a speech, and he says, listen, I'm not going with guns. If they're going to shoot me, that'll be the shot heard around the world. They fire that, we'll fire the rest. And the feds realized they didn't have the moral high ground. This event that happened is literally, and I'm going to talk about this at the bottom of the next hour after Josh comes in, is a Rosetta Stone. And for those that don't know what the Rosetta Stone is, it was discovered, and it was basically the way to decode these hieroglyphs that they could never understand before. And this is a Rosetta Stone. This is exactly what's happened in the Texas Revolution, in the 1776 Revolution. This is the kind of stuff that led to brushfire rebellions, that led to Magna Carta, 1215. This is the kind of stuff that led the Israelites out of Egypt with Moses. Same story. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a human story. It transcends America. And the victory is the imagery. You couldn't ask for better propaganda for freedom. And propaganda doesn't mean lies. It's just gotten a bad connotation. It's truthful info war of good-looking, you know, hardworking farmers and folks coming together, real militia with their guns, with the guns at their side, marching towards men saying, we're going to shoot you, with their police dogs and all the rest of it, knowing they were in the wrong, standing down, the BLM deciding to be good, like the troops in V for Vendetta.
Yes.
Not shooting when the people peacefully walk towards them.
And that eventually, that essentially happened in East Germany as well. At one point, when the people got together in the churches, exactly, they got together in the churches, they marched to the fences, and the border guards had been shooting people trying to get over the fences in East Germany, stood down and refused the orders to
shoot. And the whole government collapsed. The whole criminal illegitimate regime collapsed. And we want the republic back. We want the New World Order system to collapse. And again, for those that don't know BLM, that don't know range rights, if you come in and you're a rancher and you want to buy grazing rights and no one has a claim and they have a clear claim, that's why BLM tried to buy it from him, then they can sell those rights if they're the manager and the steward.
Yeah.
They were not the manager and the steward. Their family, as the antecedent, I guess would be the term, are the progenitors of that, the first claim. It's 100% in common law, in state law. That's why Bundy's so mad. And then you see the ignorant public going, that guy's not paying taxes for that. He paid taxes 7 generations in blood, putting in the water tanks, putting in his ancestors. That's the essence of owning property. None of us own our houses anymore with property tax.
That's right.
The Rockefellers all get waivers and are exempt. If folks look it up, you pay a tax to have your car registered. Now they're raising that, putting people out of their cars. You pay a tax on your home. Most people I know can't pay their property taxes. They're taking old people's houses because they can't pay it. You don't really own your house. This is what feudalism is. And so the next 30 minutes, we'll break this down. Josh Owens was a real hero. Everybody that was there was a hero. To march towards people pointing guns at you, saying, we will shoot, who had just attacked dogs and tasered people and thrown women to the ground. I mean, this is a big deal. You guys, like V for Vendetta, that's a movie. This was real. Walked into this, and they said, no, we're not letting the cattle go. Get out of here. And we said, all right, we're coming through. And so you guys tore the gates down and marched over.
Right.
We're going to break. We're coming back. I'll break it all down at the bottom of the next hour. This is historic. This is all Americans' victory. And we defeated the mainstream media and their fraud. We exposed Harry Reid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can't. chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The home of